Welcome. In today's presentation, we're going to discuss two different agile development methodologies, the Kanban approach and Scrum, also known as the Sprint approach. Both methods have merits and demerits, and knowing which one to use at any given time is crucial in developing efficient software for your business. To start, Kanban is a Japanese word that means visual board. With that being said, in order to reduce the amount of time spent on a project, the Kanban method includes visualizing the workflow. The Kanban philosophy says, start with what you do now and use continuous improvement to achieve evolutionary change. The team works on one item at a time without any strict deadlines. Therefore, this method is unpredictable, but fast and flexible. The Scrum method works on the principle that dividing projects into short segments is the best way to maximize productivity. Thus, the workflow is divided into several efficient segments called sprints. Sprints refer to a short, fixed time frame within which a Scrum team has to complete a specified amount of work with milestones that they need to achieve or track. A sprint generally lasts 2 to 4 weeks. The two methods both share agile values used to organize work between collaborating team members. For instance, both provide frameworks that team members must act upon to yield the best results through an efficient workflow. Both are centered on self-organized teams that break down work into smaller pieces. And both methods encourage openness and transparency to improve every step of project execution. The most fundamental difference between Kanban and Scrum is that Kanban gives team members the flexibility to go with the project's natural flow, without time limits, while Scrum uses sprints. Sprints influence a more structured approach through fixed deadlines, while Kanban uses a less defined time frame for projects. Another difference between the two methods is the roles that the team members play. In Scrum, the roles are clearly defined, while the roles in Kanban are not clearly structured. With Kanban being a more flexible approach, it allows for changes to be made frequently. On the other hand, with Scrum's philosophy's limitations, which includes not allowing for changes to occur before a sprint ends, makes a sprint very inflexible. While sprints are great for every team type, they are recommended for more experienced teams that are quite good at planning and working in Agile, as tasks must be completed within a specific period or sprint. Kanban is the best option for less experienced teams, as it is easier to get started and adopt, but the Kanban method can create insecurity in some team members. This insecurity can occur because software developers often construe the lack of a roadmap for completing a project as an indicator of uncertainty. Ultimately, the decision comes down to the project and what is best for your team's skill level. Both methods come with advantages and disadvantages. Your choice of development approach would depend on the specific business needs and the level of your team's experience, and most importantly, the type of product you are building. If you have any questions regarding which method may be best for your team, please feel free to contact us at ZipTech.